This is Witch, Wem, and Temp
from the Bind and Equip podcast.
And you're listening to Twisted Never.
Glad you could make it. There's something about the plague you should know. These people have all been infected. This entire city must be purged.
Slash mount.
Huh?
I'm trying to use our new mount.
Oh? It's not working?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta go learn this skill. I got the mount, forgot the skill. Dang.
Well, while Fim's trying to find the writing skill vendor, I'll remind you while you're listening, this is the Twist Another Blogcast episode 30, so yes, we finally got our mount.
We were up all last night picking up the tiger mount from ZG. Finally dropped.
What? I get first dibs. Dibs.
Huh? Fine. We're all skilled up now. And go take her for a spin. So this, as Bree said, is episode 30 for January 12th, 2009. As if I ever get this out on Monday.
Whee!
Oh, what? Oh, watch out. Watch out for the... Oh, are you okay, Bree?
Yeah. I think the tiger is a little shook up, though. Gotta watch out for those trees.
Yeah, well, before you kill yourself, why don't we get on with the show?
Good idea. I think I need a little bit more practice.
Yeah, later.
Hi, I'm Lanyon from Moonfire. Next up is the news, or Fim and Bree babbling. How is that different from the rest of... Never mind.
You see for yourself now. The Lich King be generous to them who obey.
So what's new this week, Vim?
What's new? I don't think there's really much WoW news. Just a lot of stuff about the PTR and the patches and the nerfs and buffs and
the QQing and
yes, everybody,
and the rage.
QQing and long QQing. Waiting in the QQing.
Yeah. Oh yes. Man, the freaking queues.
They're getting bad.
Really,
again.
Honestly, they're like annoying.
Yeah, I thought they were getting better, and then just like we had, we did Nax, the second, another wing of, I don't know, part of Nax yesterday, and
which wing did you guys do?
What were we doing? Which part were we doing? We did, the military wing, I guess, the BK wing, and one of our tanks. Maybe it was even before that. We did the other one first, too. It wasn't the Spider Wing.
Abomination? No, not Abomination. Plague Wing?
Plague Wing is with... Not with Patchwork.
Right. The Plague Wing's with Hagen.
Hagen. Yes, we started Hagen at some point, too. No, maybe that was after the thing. Anyway, so we did the Military Wing, and one of our tanks kept having issues with the computer. So at one point, his computer actually froze up on him. He had to reboot the whole thing, and he ended up in a 300-person queue.
Wow.
So we sat for 20 minutes waiting because there were no other tanks on.
Yeah. Let me tell you that's what... not that the same thing happened, but the queues are really annoying. And there's people, like, when we were getting the Nax raid set up for last week, this week, we had several people waiting in queue, and we ended up having to create two next groups because we had 10 people ready to go. And then the other people waiting in queue were enough to make another next group. But they were in queue for like another half an hour after we started, you know? It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad. When I log in like in the afternoon or whatever, it's pretty not bad at all. There's no queues. But if when I get on at, like 8:30 my time or even 8 my time, it starts getting pretty bad. Like, I think there was about a 300 something person queue when I logged in at 8:30, but I got on just in time to make it for the raid. But of course, the raid was just horribly horrible today.
Really? I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, it wasn't horrible. It actually went okay, but we started with Patchwork because that's all we had left is that wing. And, we've had a lot of people kind of not around, like the last couple of days. One of our main tanks, actually our main tank, quit. Wow, completely.
Oh wow!
Fun. So, and then the other main tank we have hasn't been around for a week, which we don't know what's going on with that. So we've had basically our off tank, our main off tank, our MOT, and got the MOTS. And another tank that hasn't been in NAX at all. That's the one that kept DCing. We brought them in and to do NAX. It was going okay, but for patchwork today, we didn't even have the regular DPS folk. They were gone. So we brought in a couple newer DPS people. Yeah. And I know one of our mages respec'd a little too, to try something different. And just I was the only one above 2000 DPS in the fight. So that's not good, since you have to all be over 2000 DPS.
Yeah, you or be close to it.
Yeah, be at 2700 DPS for the fight or something. And
yeah.
We didn't have a shaman, we didn't have a death knight. So we didn't have any of those buffs. Right. We had a warrior who was doing the buff for extra health to keep the tanks up.
Right.
So we didn't even have an extra attack power for him. So it was kind of difficult to keep up the DPS.
Right.
So
yeah, patch is a.
We didn't get it. PM. We got him to about six percent each time. Like that was it was pretty amazing that like it's exact. Like this is how much DPS we do, and we get him to 6% every time when he berserks, because we know we do exactly the same amount of DPS each time.
Wow.
So. Yeah, so 6% two times, and then we said, you know what? It's not going to happen. You know, you can't improve without gear. It's just not going to make a difference.
So, have you guys done like Kel'Thuzad or anything?
Yeah, we've finished NAX.
Oh, okay.
Previously, but not this isn't our like A team. Put it that way. We're bringing in people who haven't been through a lot of heroics and haven't done NAX before, and gotten gear. So, you know. We're supposed to start 25s on Friday, but I don't think it's going to happen. We just don't have enough people right now. We need a couple more well-geared healers and a bunch more ranged DPS. We have a lot of melee DPS.
Right.
So, we'll get there. I'm not in no rush. It's okay. I've been leveling my druid, so.
Oh, yeah. I heard that there is a new bird in the sky.
Ooh, yes. A new bird in the sky over Northrend, and it's not a flamingo. I am fully flight formed at level 77. I hit level 77 this afternoon when we're recording this, and I stopped like with 4,000 XP above 77. I hit 77, ding, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done. And got flight form and then stopped because I'm leveling her with other people.
Right.
They also both got 77 ahead of me. Right. So I wanted to catch up. So I went and I finished. I got the achievement for Burian Tundra. So now I've got Howling Fjord, Dragon Blight, and Burian Tundra all done. Exalted with Valiance Expedition, which has horrible, horrible gear, by the way. It's nothing. Yes. It's useless. I don't even know why you bother working on it, except you don't have to work on it. It just happens.
Right.
Unless you're an engineer and you want to get the chopper recipe or whatever. That's about it. I went into Sholazar and did a couple things, killed a whole bunch of stuff in Sholazar because you get like a lot of experience at the level I was at, and I dinged 77 and I was happy.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yes. I'm back to the herbing that I know and love. Swooping down and stealing your herbs. I know I'm talking a lot. This is funny. This is hilarious. We were on our way back to, after the raid was over, we got on these guys and we were going to work on them in Grizzly Hills. And, I was in Dalaran and I'm like, okay, the way I normally do it when I have bird form is that I'll get on the bird, form and I'll fly myself wherever I'm going so I can pick up herbs on the way. Cause otherwise I look down and go, oh, I want that herb. So now I just do it myself. Well, I was flying over Storm Peaks, just the south end there, on the way over, kind of taking a curve around because I wanted to try to get some of the newer herbs that I couldn't pick up before. And I see an herb down there. I'm like, oh, cool. So I dive down, and I see this spot on the ground. And I'm like, oh, that must be the herb. So I dive down, I land, and then boom! Guess what? I landed on a mine. You know those mines over by K, whatever, K378, whatever it is?
Yeah.
I landed on the mine. And I got thrown. Boom. And guess what? Another person flew down and took my freaking herb.
Oh.
While I was in the air with the stupid mine. I was so like confused. Like, what? Oh, it was a mine.
No, so, come back, little herb.
Yeah,
come
give
back.
Me it. I was pissed. So
I'm sorry.
That's my newly formed bird, reformed bird gets blown up by the mine.
Mine.
Story. So what's been going on with you guys?
We've actually been pretty busy this week. I'm kind of happy. This week was the first real week that we decided to start raiding as a guild. We had done a small attempt about a month ago when people had just dinged 80, but nobody was really geared. So now we've been doing heroics for a while, and we have a main tank who's really well geared, and then we have some other people that have been getting gear and all that. So we built a group, we went in, and we cleared 3 wings. So we cleared, ooh, yeah, we cleared Spider, we cleared Plague and Abomination, the construct wing, on Saturday night. So we're going back on Tuesday, and hopefully we'll be finishing up or getting close to finishing up next. Then we did OS, we cleared OS again, and we did, well, Vault's not hard, but we did Vault too.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we've just been doing a lot of heroics, a lot of, people have been pugging Nax and stuff like that, but we finally, did really well for a guild run. I was really happy. And, we were doing it with 2 healers, which was fun. And,
awesome.
I was going to write it on my site about the Hagen dance story, but, well, the Hagen dance, let's just say that I know how to do that damn dance very well now, because we went in and we're trying to get people to watch the video so that they have an idea of what to do and everything. We're like, okay, go in and all that stuff, right? So we wiped on the first attempt because people just, we didn't have no idea. Yeah, yeah. We go in the second time, and we start doing the dance, and on the first wave, about half the people survived, like about, you know, six people out of the 10, right?
Yeah.
So then we're there on the platform, we start doing the second dance, and we lose 2 more people. So it was the 2 healers, a mage, and the tank that were left. And it took us about 17 minutes to down him from 50%, like over 2 million health, to down him, or no, like 1 point some million health, to down him to 0 with me. Okay, I'm going to put screenshots of my W stats, because it's the only time you're ever going to see my holy priest ever DPSing that for that much. Mind you, it was like 3,000, like 3,300, no, 3,300K, yeah, for 300,000.
Yeah.
On that boss, because it was just like, I had to start DPSing. The mage was the entire time. Because we're waiting for cooldowns and stuff.
Yeah.
I use my fiend like so much that I don't even know. So yeah, we learned the dance really well. I was dreaming with it.
Yes.
In my head.
That's crazy. Yeah, you had to do it over and over and over.
Yeah, we had to do it like, I don't even know how many times. I lost count, like 15, something like that. It was something crazy like that. But yeah, it was great. We got him down, and we learned all these new bosses, which nobody had seen before. And yeah, so I'm just getting some more badges because I want to get my chest piece.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that's going to be the biggest upgrade for me right now. And we did.
Just watch. You're going to get it, and then like it'll drop.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, honestly, with my luck, it's not going to. And that's a really big upgrade for me.
Yeah,
because
my
tier 4, when I did Kara, my tier 4 gloves never dropped. When I was in there, and I was exalted like twice over. So I'm not banking on any stupid drops.
That's what I'm saying,
is
as soon as you get it, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, whatever. It could drop and somebody else can get it. Then that way I don't have to worry about it. It's already mine.
That's true.
But And I got a really nice wand, actually,
yeah,
from a Zoom noob, whatever you call it.
A Nubicon.
The spider people.
Yeah, Nubicon. Azul Narub?
Azul Narub, yeah.
The heroic.
Yeah, and heroic, I got a nice wand today, actually. I had the wand from the Alliance, Valiance, whatever, the Valiance, whatever, which sucked. It was horrible. But, you know, it was the only wand that I had that was better than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an upgrade.
It was an upgrade. So, yeah, doing a lot of heroics, a lot of raiding, enjoying the hell out of that. I'm thinking of writing something, but we'll see if I actually do it or not. And it'll be a tribute to all tanks out there. Because as time goes on, I keep loving my tanks more and more. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, the I got the shoulders, just the normal necks, 10-man shoulders.
Ah, great.
Picked up that token the other night. So yeah, you have to look forward to in the military wing. You get the mind control dude, which is actually fine in 10-man because the tanks can mind control the guys. There's not a rotation you have to deal with, which can be a pain supposedly in 25. And then the next boss after that is one of the ones that we dread the most, although we actually two-shotted him this last time. And this is the guy that has a live side and dead side area,
right,
where the majority of the problem is not him, it's all the ads.
Right.
That can be a big pain. What's funny is what always happens is, you know, the raid leader kind of goes, okay, we'll put these guys over here and these guys over here. And then we died the first time, due to not enough DPS on the live side. So they swapped me and the other hunter that was in there. I was on the dead side, for the first try. We swapped me and the other hunter and we got him down. We had, 9 of those debuffs. So we were down to like 10%. Stats.
Oh, wow.
We got him down. We're like, oh, next you're gonna do no damage anymore. Get him down. My. So we did it though. We got him down. So we were pretty excited. We got him down in 2 shots because usually it takes. We just keep going over and over and over and over. We have to keep running back, and we were happy.
Yeah, I heard that guy, Groloth or whatever, the harvester, that you should try him after. You're a little bit more geared and you've done the other 3 wings.
Yep. Yeah, he's really hard because of those ads and stuff. And it's a lot of mana and just a lot of coordination. The biggest suggestion I can have is have somebody on the live side. Basically, you have to have a lot of communication. You have to talk to, so have one person on the live side calling out, okay, we've got a, biggest thing is the riders. Okay, we've got a rider up. You guys okay? You know, are you being mobbed right now? Or are you okay for a rider? Oh, we're okay for a rider, whatever. Then you kill the rider. Then another one comes out or whatever. Okay, how's that rider? Did you get that rider down? Can we send you this next? You know, you have to talk about it and talk it through and hold off the DPS on the riders if they're being overwhelmed.
So. Right, because when you killed on live transfers to dead, right?
Yeah, but the problem is we kill a rider on live. They get 2 mobs on dead. They get the rider and the horse separated. So it's not just they have to kill one. And the rider is pretty, you know, has like most of the same health as he had on live side. And then you also have the horse that's attacking too.
Right.
And they all go to like all different locations on this floor. So the tank's like running around, going out of line of sight.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's fun.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, we usually have on the dead side, we have our paladin healer. And the live side, we have the other 2 healers.
Okay.
So that's how we do it. You have only 2 healers, so you just split them.
Yeah, we'll split.
But, with the extra DPS, you may do okay. The reason why we have more DPS on the dead side is because it's harder. You know, you basically get more mobs overall. And then the biggest thing is once he comes down, the harvester comes down, just making sure you get enough DPS into him so that you kill him before you run out of stats.
That's important.
Because he debuffs you 10% every time he swaps or something like that. So every certain amount of time.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, when he gets down, he flips back and forth. He comes down in the live side. Then, of course, we're given like this is like a whole, hey, here's how to do this guy. comes down to the live side. Didn't think you were going to get that when you listened to this, did you?
Yeah, you see that?
So he comes down to the live side when, you know, when it's basically the waves are done, but you still have guys up because you got to kill the rest of them. He comes down, and then after a certain number of seconds, I don't remember, he flips over to the dead side. Like he teleports over. Okay, so then you on the live side just kill the rest of the mobs or wait, get some mana back. Then he flips over to the dead side. Okay, then he flips back to the live side. When you get him down to 30%, the gates open, and then everybody just has to run to where he is now.
Uh-huh.
And just DPS him down. So you, the goal is to try to get him down to 30% as quickly as possible, because then you get all your DPS in there to get him down that last 30%. Because before, you have half and half, so keep switching back and forth. The other biggest, the biggest thing, once again, is those adds. You got to get them down as quickly as possible on the dead side. The live side's got to slowly get them to the dead side, but you can't overwhelm those people. And the communication is key. I mean, every time we've done it, I think it's been because we've been communicating. Because usually I'll take the lead and go, okay, we got a rider. So how are you guys doing? You got, you know, too much stuff up? You doing okay? You ready? They're like, okay, we're ready. Okay, let's kill the rider. Okay, kill the other stuff. We just send the other stuff whenever, because that stuff's actually pretty easy to kill. Oh, wait, we got another rider. You know, are you ready? Okay. So that really has helped us.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's cool, because we're probably going to be hitting them next week when we clear the other three wings that we already know. So. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep. I'm just sad that we couldn't get through patchwork tonight, but there was just too many DPS that were undergeared. And we run with three healers.
Yeah.
Just so that if we have two healers, they're not like going crazy. So we usually have enough DPS that it's okay.
Oh, I have a tip though for priests. You know what? I should write it. Just write it. I'm going to write it as a post then.
Go to Gunloving Dwarf Chick. By the time this is out, there will be a tip there for you priests. Whatever it is, it's a secret tip. Don't let anybody else
see
it.
There will be a tip if you're two healing, if you're running Nax with two healers, and you're one of the healers as a priest, as a holy priest, because that's where I'm coming from. I will write my little tips. We down patchworks, and I had a major issue with mana the first time that we tried it in the week. I got very upset with myself because I went ohm halfway through the fight and I wasn't sure why the hell I had gone ohm so quickly, because that's not how I usually, like, my mana preservation's pretty good. And then I realized what I was doing and I figured it out, and we were able to down him and I did not go ohm. So I will put that on. I will write it on Monday, tomorrow. You won't know this, but I will write it and I'll put it up so you guys can, if anybody is interested, go do that. Yeah. All right. Awesome. So anyway, enough about Nax.
Yes.
We'll continue.
Yes.
Another point. So, I guess, we'll go to our next section.
The next up is the blog of the week. The blog of the week, and that is Kay and Fio from Married in Real Life, and it's an awesome interview, and you all have to stay and listen, because that's what you're here for anyway, not to listen to us blabber on. And it's awesome, so stay tuned.
Enjoy.
Hello, TNB listeners, it's me, Maticus, and your Twisted Blog this week is not me. But you'll find out who it is in a moment.
Minions of the scale, heed my call.
Defend yourself for all the good it will do. Behold the fury of iron and steel.
All right, so our Twisted Blog for this week is Kay and Fio from Married in Real Life. And this is from their About page, written by Steffi, otherwise known as Kay. Jason and I are two run-of-the-mill gamer geeks who happened to meet at the right time. Coincidentally, it was at a LARP game, which is for live action role-playing game, which we'll talk about later, back in 01. And they were married in 2005. They played tons of RPGs, though Fio has a larger repertoire. And they both play video games, PC and console, and at the moment they are big fans of World of Warcraft. They are also co-GMs of Ethereal Circle on the Drenden server, which some of you may have heard about. So, welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome.
And if I'd known you were going to use that as our intro, I would have rewritten it. I wrote it like a year or two ago.
You see?
It's not
you
true
see?
Anymore.
I'm all sneaky-like.
Oh, well, you guys are still married?
Yes, we're still married.
You still are? You still met in 01.
Yeah.
You guys are still... You're both still in
AC.
AC, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So at least as far as I know. I haven't sleep guilt kicked myself anytime recently, so...
Oh, okay. All right. So there we go. We're still good. We're still good. You see, I'm all sneaky like that. So warning to all other bloggers that may be hit on to get on the show, update your about page, because that's what I'll be using.
At least check it for proper syntax.
Yes.
Anyway.
Syntax is not important.
Yeah. Yeah, I screw it up anyway, so it doesn't matter.
L-W-T.
Hoot, hoot.
Okay. So, Finn, why don't you start us off?
Okay. So, how long have you both been blogging? And you get to pick who goes first, or both at the same time.
Steph started, so I'll let her start.
Yeah, I actually, it wasn't blogging, at least that's what I knew it as. I started writing an online journal with LiveJournal back in, 2000, so when I graduated high school. Didn't really consider it blogging, it was called LiveJournal, so I was like, hey, it's LiveJournal, it must be a journal online. And I was also getting to the point where I could no longer read my own diary, because my handwriting is atrocious. So I was like, okay, I need something online. LiveJournal pretty much did it. The blogging that you would consider technically blogging kind of started right before we started raiding with WoW. It was WoW inspired. It was May of 2007? Yeah, no. June. June or July, one of the two. And I started blogging on my priest blog and kept telling Jason that was priest power. And kept telling Jason how awesome this was and blah blah blah. He should do it for his boomkin because he's a boomkin and nobody's a boomkin. Now everybody's a boomkin. you're insane with your boomkinness and DPS and all that other crap, so he should do it. And he succumbed to my will, so now. And then he made one. And then I got to a point where I kind of fried, because I was like, oh, this would be kind of cool, and then I saw a bunch of people making, Vanya and Matt and, all these awesome priest people just making the point just better than me, and so I was like, ah, crap, and I also started doing, more with my other tunes, too, so I was like, well, I'm under priest power, I'm not really a priest player, only I've got other ones to play and stuff. So then, well, he was kind of like, I had to keep prodding him to post something, because everything that he posted was always great and funny. It's all TJ's fault.
It really
is. It's all TJ's fault.
Do tell.
The Married IRL blog existed, I guess, in her brain, because she was like, you two are married, you two have blog, or can blog, you two have a very interesting and unique situation. She was just saying, because I told her I was kind of getting out of the whole trying to blog thing, and Jason's always kind of been ick about it anyway, and she was like, well, why don't you do it together? And I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting, and it would give me a total excuse to blog about something other than my priest. Mm-hmm. So that was fun, and we, then like sitting there for like the whole time when TJ was telling, like, she was like, put the nugget in, and then I swear to God, Jason will tell you, I didn't leave him alone for like 48 hours trying to figure out what this thing would be. I was like, okay, do we have a host? Do we have this? Do we have that? I was also kind of pining for my old website too. So, oh, hey, don't do that. Pining for my old website because it got hijacked, unfortunately. Well, it got squattered on the thingy, so I was gonna...
We had issues with our old domain host, who went from a pretty darn good service to absolute crap. And despite us requesting a domain transfer for our domains like 3 times, they just let them expire, and now there are squatters on them, so...
So fun. I was like, okay, we gotta make something that's gonna be, like, you know, I don't know, I need to hold on to this new brainchild, so... we went ahead and we did the Married IRL blog title. I liked the title or whatnot. I had so much fun doing stuff with it. And then I've had fun maintaining it, although I've run out of stuff because, like, there's the expansion and there's all this stuff and everybody wants math and I don't want to do math, but I don't want to do just an update. So.
Well, you can do what I do. I don't do math. And I said, like, you know, make people work for you. Like, I did a post about what your unicorn is in game. So there you go.
Oh, you don't want to ask me that because I'll cry over it. I totally posted that on your thing too. We have the.
Oh yeah, you did. You did. And yeah.
B Quad has it. Oh! You know what I'm talking about.
I don't want to tell you that that's actually a job for somebody.
Oh, right, you know, you know, like, what? A There's a guildie of mine. I love him to bits and pieces. He is my awesome, awesome other priest. He likes to be disciplined and stuff like that. His name is Smiley Bug. He is awesome. But the day he showed up to raid, he mounted up. He was a server.
And you rubbed it in your face.
He was a server transfer from another server. The day, the first raid I saw him, I said, no. You're kidding me. You're effing kidding me!
I was expecting her to start yelling, "Con!"
So, suffice to say, I love him to bits and pieces. I want his fucking mount.
Yeah, so for anybody who doesn't know what she's talking about, she wants the mount that drops off the boss in heroic set the calls in BC that it looks like a bird.
It's not even that. So. The raptors are my favorite mounts, just the way they bounce around and all of the other stuff. The raptors and Anzu, or the Raven Lord, whatever you want to call them, is based off of that model, and it's just so cool. And as an Alliance toon, I ain't gonna get, well, sorry, if I go to ZG and pray, maybe I'll get the raptor mount from there, but it's not as cool. He's got feathers and his butt wiggles and he's got the big fluffy feather. He's so pretty. Oh, I could go on and on and on about this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to touch on such a sensitive.
It's not my unicorn. It's my meaning of life.
Okay. So then, now let's ask, how long have both of you been playing WoW?
Let's see. I started in 2006. Let's see. 3 years. This is my third year of WoW now.
July of 2006.
That we're going into. Yeah, so it was July of 2006.
It was right after NAX. The NAX 1.0.
Yeah, it was right after the first NAX came out. And then I was playing for a bit. A friend got me into it. And honestly, I hadn't had really great experience with MMOs before. I kind of didn't humor him. Oh, I had really bad luck. I tried the original EverQuest, quit after a month because I was bored. I tried, Ultima Online, quit because I was bored. I tried.
You were scorned by
Anarchy Online. If anyone remembers Anarchy Online, I got that on opening day, completely randomly. I didn't even know it was coming out, but I happened to go into EB that day, and it was new, and I said, what the hell, I'll try it. It looks interesting. I kind of like the sci-fi thing once in a while. I was doing great in that. I got in early enough to get the name Druid on Anarchy Online. So, and I'm going along, and they had a skill system that I liked because it was more of a skill-based leveling than a flat level-based increase, which I can go on for hours. Don't ask me about gaming systems. But basically what it came down to is you had to have a certain number of points in pistols and a certain number of points in dual wield in order to dual wield these two pistols. I tailored my character towards it exactly, and I had just the right amount of points and everything, and then I log in one day and I'm holding one pistol. And I'm like, what the hell? So it takes me a few minutes to figure out. They changed the requirements on the pistol, so I now need more of both skills.
AKA, which, they like, nerfed okay, no, him.
If it was a game balance issue, then fine, I can see that. That just let me, you know, I asked them, can I go and, you know, respend my points? You know, essentially respec. Because, you know, I tailored the character exactly so I could use these two pistols, now he can't. And now because he's primarily a spellcaster who was relying, he would basically self-buff so he couldn't be hurt and then just blast the hell out of people with these pistols, now all of a sudden I'm killing people less than half as fast. So I'm dying. So I can't level to correct it. And they wouldn't let me respend my points to correct it. So I said, screw you, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And, let's see.
Well, learn from this. Blizzard, learn from this.
Yes, respects are good. Mm-hmm. And then the only other one that I really, that really sticks out in my mind, I tried it a while back, and I actually played it for a full cycle. It was, interesting. It was called The Tale in the Desert. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a completely non-combat MMO. There is no combat. It's in Egypt, and essentially the idea is you work your way up from, you know, bang two rocks together to make an obsidian knife and shave wood for planks technology to, you know, let's do a deep bore well in the middle of Egypt type thing. And, technology is researched by the server as a whole, so when people bring enough resources to a university, it unlocks the technology in that university. Anyone can go there and learn it. And it was just kind of interesting. It was, it's probably not something I'd do again, but it was fun for a, different thing. And I know this completely has nothing to do with how long I've been playing WoW, but hurry for tangents.
Okay. Oh, it's because you were scorned by MMOs, so every time I even, like, hinted at maybe, you know, like, I tried out Guild Wars before he even, like, would touch WoW. All right. Guild Wars was a mistake, but that's not the point.
You don't have to pay monthly for Guild Wars.
No, you don't. But that's why I wanted to try it, because I was like, okay, I could pay $50 and then I could try it, and if I don't like it, then hey.
I played Guild Wars. I don't have to worry about a monthly installment. Single player RPG, which was kind of fun.
I didn't like the fact that, well, I got spoiled by WoW. But anyway, this is his. Anyway, go ahead.
That's fine. But yeah, so I was playing for a little bit, and I was having an okay amount of time. I mean, it wasn't it hadn't really quite grabbed me all the way yet, and then Steph kind of started watching over my shoulder, and then she'd, you know, steal Fio for every once in a while and take him for a joyride. And so she ended up signing up.
Sounds.
And honestly,
it was like a month later.
As much as I like WoW, I don't think I'd be playing if we weren't playing together. Because, yeah. I mean, it's a great game and all, but it's. And it's a great, you know, social activity, but if it weren't something that I could do with my wife, then it's not something I think would hold my attention.
Okay. Yeah, so, I'm anyway. The more obsessive addict than he is. I do like the whole aspect, though, that there's... I have a big problem with trying to play competitive games with Jason. Or, I'm sorry, Theo. Whatever you want to call him. I really do, because he's a brain. I'm not a brain. I'm a hammer. And usually smashing things into bits usually works. But he somehow, some way gets around that and beats me every time. This is why I can't play Magic anymore. Or at least not with him. So with WoW, or at least any type of MMO, hey, we're cooperating together, we're gonna beat the bad guy, which is, it's either the, you know, the AI, the Horde, something, anything, not each other. So, that's a big bonus for me.
Very cool.
Yep. So, then, off topic of WoW at this point, how did you both meet?
Oh, it's the geek story.
Hey, we're all about geeks here.
I worked at a bookstore, Walden Books. And
Walden Books.
I love Walden Books. I love the Borders Group. Anyway, my boss was she's only like 5, 7, maybe 10 years older than me, but she's awesome. She's also a huge role player, and no, she's not 5 years old. I swear to God, she'd be godly. No, I'm thinking like years of like, you know, like she's just awesome. Anyway, I was just starting college and discovering the awesome world of RPGs. A couple of friends of mine introduced me to like D&D and World of Darkness, tabletop and stuff like that. My friend, she was my boss. My boss from work at Walden's, she was huge into role-playing games. She's also a huge Wonder Woman fan. Like, her daughter's name is Diana.
Oh,
but
wow.
Diana, yeah. Diana okay. is adorable. Anyway, she went ahead and she was like, well, okay, I've got this game that I'd love you to come to. It was called a live action role play, Mind's Eye Theater, but it's a vampire game. And at the time, I only knew about werewolf. I love werewolf. It's a lot of fun being a shapeshifter and all the nifty junk. And she was like, well, it's a vampire game, but that's okay. I have a friend of mine who's going to be playing a werewolf, and I have a couple other friends of mine who are going to be playing mages. So it's, you know, it's okay. I can have this, like, subplot for you guys. And she's like, she didn't really care. She just wanted people to play. So we're like, okay, mm-hmm. you know, this sounds fun. And the only stigma I had to it was one of my D&D group people or whatnot kind of gave everybody there a bad name for LARP because he was a moron. But we won't get into that. He just gave everybody this, like, stigma. Oh, LARP, you're going to go be one of those people. And I'm like, you know, this sounds kind of fun. And besides, I can play a werewolf. It's kind of cool. I go to the game. It's in the Providence Water Place Park, when at the time you could actually still see the water. Now you can't. There's buildings in the way. And I see my boss, and I'm like, oh, hey, I'm here for the game. There's one other werewolf there. It's the other werewolf we were expecting. And then the three mages show up, and one of the mages happens to be Jason. What's really awesome about this game, or about the way this game went, is that the two werewolves showed up, the three mages showed up. None of the vampire players showed up for the vampire game. So we had a vampire game with three mages. I think you were playing... What were you playing, Jason?
The first character was a VA, Virtual Adept.
Virtual Adept. I don't remember what the other two were playing, but I think one of them was a Son of Aether. I was playing a Glasswalker werewolf, and PK was playing a Stargazer. And so we had this Stargazer, Glasswalker, and a couple of mages screwing around with the vampires who weren't there to protect themselves or save the prince's precious scepter.
So then from that, you met, and then I assume at
the time... Actually, it gets better. At the time, I was dating somebody else. And Jason was really good friends with Michelle. And what did you do?
I had actually... after a couple games, I had asked Michelle if Steph was seeing anyone, and Michelle said, oh, I think she is at the time, but you know, I'll let you know if anything happens. And then, was it, you broke up with the other guy.
Yeah.
And then, I don't remember how it came up in conversation, but she asked me to, quote, help her with her character, end quote.
Oh, man.
I asked him to help me with
total geek day. We go out to eat so I can help her with her role-playing character.
Oh, but you know
awesome.
What's
that's awesome.
I actually needed the help too because I was trying to make a Mind's Eye Theater character from a tabletop book. So it didn't translate well. It didn't translate well, but it was the perfect opportunity.
That's full of win right there. That is awesome. What's your pickup line? I need help with my propane character.
Nerd pickup lines.
Oh man, that's
can you
awesome.
Help me with my character.
All right, sorry. it's like, yeah, that's just fantastic. I'm loving it.
Yeah. And progression
so then
there.
That's
so that
happened.
That was
right,
you know
so.
Pretty much it.
that was the beginning of the end. No, that was the beginning.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Okay, so then Mal, back
yes.
to WoW.
Okay.
Yeah. So now, Flo, your main character is still the druid, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So you've been Boomkin for a long time now. When Boomkin wasn't even Boomkin.
I was Boomkin pre-BC. And I have always been
yeah,
Boomkin.
Wow. Steadfast and strong. The feathers are mine. so then, and Kay, what are you doing now? You,
I know that you were playing your priest for a while, then you stopped, and now you're playing other tunes, but what are you leveling now? And
I have, like, insane ADD when it comes to things, but I started WoW. When I started playing WoW, I wanted to play a gnome, because they were adorable. Absolutely, utterly adorable. So I created Gidge, and Gidge was my mm-hmm. gnome rogue that I started with. She was my first 60 ever. And she's made it to 70, but I'm not quite positive if she's going to make it any higher, because I've totally fallen out of love with rogues. Kaylee was my main for a very long time, but I'm not a dwarf person. I know you're the gun-loving dwarf chick, but I'm just not a dwarf person, and while, like, you know, the dwarven, I love the storyline that they have going on in the Storm Peaks for dwarves. Epic. Awesomeness. Anyway, she's still there, she's probably gonna make it to 80, because she has a lot of history to her, I'm not sure. She might just stay at 70 and be, like, one of those characters that you look back and go, oh, that was cool. But when I found out about the priest is by far my favorite class. I've played every class to at least some degree. There's been at least five of them that I've gotten to, like, max level. And so I've been able to figure them out here or there. But priest by far is my favorite class. And okay. Bench and healing is my favorite job. And Banshee is my new tune. She's a human priest. She's the one that I took 1 month to get from 0 to 70, and then however long to get to 80, but 0 to 70 was, like, the big thing. I did it. Sans recruiter friend hacks. Okay, thanks. But, I don't know. Yeah,
awesome.
It was nuts. But I love the priest class, and my main at the moment is Banshee. So.
Oh, okay. Fantastic, fantastic.
Very
took
cool.
10 minutes to say 1 minute of things.
So, Phil, what made you want to be a balance druid?
Mostly. Well, I had originally
besides
started
that
playing
they're
the
cool
druid.
And awesome.
With. Well, I had originally started them,
and they look
and,
like
Mafia, just started playing yes. with. Started playing with absolutely no idea what I was doing. I picked a druid because druid has always been kind of my favorite class in whatever, you know, role-playing computer game, etc., etc. Ever since I found out in Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition that the Call Lightning spell was absolutely broken. that was the beginning of that. So, I don't think I wasn't Akin until like level 52. I was some car wreck of a spec where I had like random points distributed into balance mostly, and then I shut my eyes and clicked on the rest of the talents or something. I don't even know. It was horrible.
Just don't throw darts at the screen.
So my
doesn't work.
My first respec. Yeah, so keep in mind that this is, you know, from I was playing my first tune ever, my first druid ever, from level 1 up, and I didn't do a respec until level 52. Now, granted, wow. I had still been playing him mostly as balance, because I fell in love with the concept of using roots as a tank, because the best tank is the enemy not being able to hit you. So, That's what I just tended to do. And then, I don't know if it's just because I got used to it or, I mean, I guess I'm pretty good at it. I do decently. But, around level 52, I respect actually took Moonkin, and had something resembling a decent spec. From 52 to 55, I actually stopped questing. I leveled doing PvP back when you could change the, trade the medallions that you got in as a quest for experience. And so I actually did manage to get up to knight rank. And
cool.
I was pissed off because the day they changed to 2.0, I was 2% away from Knight Lieutenant. I was just like, ah! Bastards. But anyway.
I actually have so much fun watching him PvP. You have no idea. Like, watching Jason PvP is epic. Anyway, go ahead.
popcorn and Cup
yes.
Knight.
I used to sit there and watch him play Renegade. Because it was that much fun. I couldn't play worth beans, but I'd watch him play and just pwn everything.
I'm not that good at one-on-one PvP or even arena teams and stuff like that, but I do think I'm pretty good at Battlegrounds just because I'm pretty decent at finding a weakness and exploiting it. And it's, you know, when you go one-on-one or, you know, arena teams with people, you know, it's generally over before it starts, but if you have time to sit back and look, I tend to do better. But regardless, so I AV'd my life away, and then ever since, I just stuck with Boomkin.
Very cool. So, now, I've heard before from BRK and other people that you started AC because nobody would let you raid as a Boomkin?
Kind of.
Or
that was... Yeah. That was kind of a secondary concern, but that was part of it. It was basically we had been in two guilds before, but they weren't even raiding guilds. They were leveling guilds for the most
They were
part.
Random guilds. Yeah.
Mostly we got invited to them because the friend that got me into WoW was in them. And then I forget why... We left the first one. I know there was drama with the second one. So we pretty much just left because we got disgusted with drama and didn't feel like dealing with it. Even from the sidelines.
It caused one of our founding principles of 18 plus, okay, thanks.
Yes. But, so yeah, it was mostly, we wanted to have, at that point there were maybe 5 or 6 of us that were, you know, playing together regularly. And we wanted to have, you know, just some place that we could hang out together. We wanted to raid, but honestly, none of us really understood raiding at that point and what it entailed. Yes, total noobs. So we, but, you know, the research that I did, you know, it's like, I started looking at it, and it's like, oh, crap, this is a... If I want to raid as a druid, I'm going to have to heal. And I'm like, screw that. I suck at healing. Because, well, especially pre-2.0, druid healing was spam nature's... or spam healing touch, rather. Spam healing touch. Spam healing touch. Oh, look, a rejuve. Spam healing touch. So... it was more of a social thing at first, just a place to get our friends together, and mm-hmm. kind of evolved from there. We ended up, we picked up a few members, just through random questing, and whether with our mains, with alts, and Steph leveled up. Actually, she originally made Kay because we needed a healer, and she wanted to try healing. And so we said, Dwarf Priest, Fear Ward is great. And
Fear Ward is God. Worship the God.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make a dwarf. But I made her the way I wanted.
And then...
And really just before BC came out is when we were finally getting to the point where a few of us were getting, like, invites from other guilds to go on Molten Core raids, and so I'd been in a couple times. We were contemplating doing some sort of guild alliance thing with, what was it, Antaria back on Lothar? In order to, you know, we would, if they needed people to raid, they could, you know, grab people from our guild and so on and so forth, which probably eventually would have led to us getting absorbed anyway, but BC kind of derailed that. And then, when BC came along, and so BC came along and Lothar got queues of, what was it, 45 minutes to an hour.
It was gross.
That's on off-peak times, too. It was horrible. So we as a guild, we did the server transfer and jumped over to Drenn.
Because it was free.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
It was free.
Cool.
And we were able to take all our tunes over, so I was very happy. Because at the time, Fio, I think, had like two, but I had many. Even then, the massacre would begin. I have deleted so many tunes, it's ridiculous. Anyway.
So, now, AC's been around for a little while now. A couple of years, at least, right? So, have you always been... I know that you were saying that you sort of both run the... I mean, Fio is technically the guild master. Both of you sort of run the show. So how does that work and how does it impact your... Do you guys get into fights later about, you know, guild stuff after you log out?
Not fights, but there will be, like...
Heated discussions.
But it's not a fight. But it's...
And honestly, it's usually not directed at each other either.
It's
usually something we'll get our goat that happened and, you know, we'll both bitch about it to each other.
But, trying to figure out what to do to solve it, etc., etc. He's the GM. He's the one that does all the maintenance, all the admin crap. I just try to make sure people have fun. That's pretty much what I do.
Ah, okay. So you're the social director, so then that's very important. Yeah, people come and talk to you, so that's very cool. So what does the name of the guild actually mean?
honestly, it was kind of formed on a nebulous idea of ethereal being, you know, wispy, not quite real, so to speak, but and then circle is in a group, so kind of redundant way of saying online group, I guess, but just ended
pretty
up being
pretty way to say it.
Yeah, sounded cool.
It's nice.
Your raiding guild is raiding guild, but with a casual slant. How do you maintain that balance? Like a druid.
We are not raid Nazis. Sorry. Well, we have one raid Nazi.
Great difficulty.
Yeah, it's very hard.
The biggest problem is trying to keep everyone on the same page, because you have the people who, you know, are more gung-ho about things. They want to jump ahead, and you have, you know, the people who are more laid back, and you kind of have to prod them. And really, the difficult part is trying to find the dividing line of what to expect from people. Mm-hmm. I can't, if I want my guildies to stay, I can't say, you know, you must have 80% raid attendance in blah 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 4 times a week, 4 hours a night, etc. etc.
Because then it becomes a job.
Yeah, it just mm-hmm. doesn't work that way. Kind
Some
of the
like
rule
that
of
kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, if people like that stuff, that's fine. But that's, you know, I work. I can't do that. It's just, you know, we have a lot of people who are parents in the guild. We have, you know, a lot of people in the guild who are married and, you know, their spouse may not play.
Mm-hmm.
So really, right. it's a matter of balance. The kind of rule of thumb that we've been operating by is that we'll raid no more than 3 times a week. Just because if you do more than 3 times a week, you're raiding more than half the time, and that's, you know, crossing the line. Tends to be 3 to 4 hour raids. So, you mm-hmm. know, it's enough that people can get home, have dinner, hop on, and still get to bed at a decent time. And, for the most part, there's no hard and fast attendance record. I mean, if someone's just not showing up and we can't count on them to actually help the guild, then, you know, I have to say, look, we're going to have to put you as an alt, and, you know, because we can't count on you being here. But at the same time, we don't have any real, you know, hard and fast minimum. The only rule we have as far as attendance is that if you sign up, you have to show up. You know, we understand last minute things happen. If that happens, post on the forums, tell us that you can't come, that's fine. And, you know, once in a while, things will still happen. There's no avoiding it, but in general, that's how we want to run things.
Life likes to come up and crit you upside the head, so we understand that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And really, it's... The focus has to be on people having fun instead of progress. Everything from, you know, raid scheduling, like I said, you know, trying to make sure that people have time to expectations of people. You know, we don't expect people to, you know, have best in slot for, you know, what content we've done all the time, every time. You know, a lot of raiding guilds do. We, as far as loot goes, we use a zero-sum loot system just because I want no loot drama. So we, if anyone's familiar with swaps, we use swaps. But it's basically a system that, it's kind of DKP-ish, but it makes sure that, anyone who's new to the system doesn't get left behind, because you pay, when you buy something with your points, you pay the rest of the raid, those points, and it gets divided up. Basic concept being that, while I don't want, don't get me wrong, loot council, ideally, in an ideal world, would be the best way to divide loot. The problem is that if you divide loot that way, someone somewhere is always going to have a perception of favoritism. It doesn't matter if there is or not. Mm-hmm. And from what I've seen on the sidelines, granted, I haven't been a part of it, but I've seen it happen to friends. Loot issues are probably the number one thing that break a guild. And so, you know, I wanted to find a system that, you know, it's auction-based, it's completely in the hands of the raiders. I don't set points for anything, I don't award points for anything. The system is what it is, and everyone has equal footing.
Well, you don't award points, but you do get free spins. For something that people do exceptional for.
Yeah, but
for.
How often do I give those out?
Yeah.
I think I've given out like 5 in the last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, basically it is a balancing act. There's no one definition of what a casual guild is and what a hardcore guild is. It's just a matter of trying to make sure that it works for as many people as possible and takes us as far as possible.
Okay.
Makes sense. So what are some of the challenges you face as GMs?
Well, I guess I kind of threw some of it at the wall before what I just said, but
some other challenges.
Let's see. Well, honestly, our most recent challenge has been when to jump back into raiding. The expansion was tough for us just because we did stop raiding, mostly because we had people who were starting to get involved in things in real life. We had some people burn out, and we just weren't getting raid groups assembled. So, I mean, it was either try and recruit a bunch of new people right before the end of an expansion, or, you know, take a break and try and come back afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So we took a break. We came back, and we figured that, okay, we'll give people the holidays, because almost nothing ever gets done during the holidays. And we'll try and, we'll say to everyone, okay, you have to be level 80 and ready to raid if you want to raid by January 11th. And that's when we're officially going to start.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So then
Sunday.
Now, of course, you know, Blizzard decided to throw us a wrench by making, frankly, Nax 10 just like we've gone in there unofficially a few times, and it's horribly easy compared to some of the other stuff, and. Granted, I mean, I'm not the kind who thinks, you know, like those people who went off and, you know, in 23 days they beat all the raid content. Okay, you're being stupid. It doesn't need to be harder for you. But the only reason it threw a wrench in the works for us is, you know, we have some guildies who are, you know, really chomping at the bit and they want to go. But then we have other people who, you know, we essentially promised them you have until January 11th to get ready. And, you know, I don't want to step on their toes by going back on that and so on and so forth. So it's been kind of stressful trying to get that under control lately. But yay, Sunday, so that'll start happening. Let's see. Give a difficulty, hon.
no matter where you go, no matter what you do, if there is a human being involved, there will always be drama, and drama makes me squidge. It happens to, you know, I think I have a guild full of people that are incredibly awesome. A lot of them are my friends. And, like, when a wrench of some sort gets thrown into the works, God, it is sucky. And, I don't know, I have a tendency to, like, me personally, like, I don't know if other people do this too. They probably do if they're cancers. When people aren't getting along for whatever reason, or, like, aren't having, like, the time that they should, it makes me feel like I need help. I'm from the government, I'm here to help. Not that type of way, but still, just, in some cases, too, like, you know, you have to kind of realize, okay, yes, but, you know, this is Earth, this is planet Earth, and you cannot make everybody happy because it's impossible.
Possible.
But I don't like to think about that, but it's true. So, I mean, I kind of, in some ways, too, we kind of had the practice of doing the whole GM, not really co-GM, but, you know, support before in the LARP game, because for a very long time, Jason was running that game. After my friend moved off, she was the one that was originally running it. He started running it, so he started running the werewolf game, and, you know, I was always there to help. So we kind of had already had that practice there, but we also had the experience of some of the crap that can happen. And when I started seeing correlations happening here, it, you know, it didn't happen all the time or anything like that. It wasn't major huge. But when I started seeing it sometimes happening, it was just kind of like, it kind of put me on edge. And, you know, you just have to get through it. It doesn't mean that life's horrible. It doesn't mean that everybody sucks and is a bad person. It means people are people. You know?
That's right.
Everybody That's right. sucks. You They're know, all bad people.
Nah.
Come to the wall.
Spoken like a true commercial.
So now the question, a question that I'm sure, I've been wanting to ask both of you. Your guild is pretty well known in the WoW blogosphere, for being probably one of the guilds that has the most, I mean, it has to be the guild with the most bloggers ever. Cause you guys have like a bazillion bloggers.
Really,
you know, really popular ones, ones that are maybe not being as well known, but very good. Everybody there that writes is very good. So that, how is it, like, is it weird sometimes when you go looking at all your guildies sites and you read about something that happened in the raid or whatever, or like, you know, that you read about the guild and it's all over the place, and these people feel like they actually know you, like know your guild because of, I know I do. Not that I know it really, but, you know, they get
I
a sense
violated.
That, you feel violated.
It's a little late
so
for that,
how,
babe.
How is it? Like, do you guys, like, I don't know, like, I mean, I'm sure guild chat's regular guild chat, but, like, you know, does it ever, like, freak you out or
honestly,
anything?
Honestly, it's kind of funny, because I honestly can say that I guess probably a third of our guildies don't even know.
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
You know, it's bantered about occasionally, but there's a good number of guildies who just they don't read WoW blogs, so you know they have no idea, and it's kind of funny in a way.
They're still like you know they're still awesome people, amazingly awesome people to play with, and funny as hell.
I honestly
make the game fun.
Well, it, admittedly, it was probably BRK who started it. Since he
it was BRK who started it.
Yeah, he
There you go. Here's your fluff, 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 fluff. Here you go, you kitty, good kitty.
and so he joined. He mentioned he had the blog, and that's.
Oh, he was so super spy man about it too. He was like.
Oh, I just happen to have this little blog, and
and I kind of write for WoW Insider. You kind of like, don't tell anybody. Shh. I was like,
And then he blabs it like a week later. It's like, yeah,
and then like a week later, he's like, oh yeah, by the way.
But yeah, and then I think Steph was probably the next one in the guild who decided to jump on the bandwagon, and she prodded me until I did, and then it just kind of exploded from there.
It cascaded into a very interesting spiral.
And, TJ's been, you know, blogging forever, but...
forever.
TJ doesn't WoW blog, she just blogs. She doesn't give a damn. I love TJ.
She likes blogs.
She life blogs. Although lately she's been like, I'm sorry to internet. Stop apologizing! You have a man! We know! It's awesome! Let us know about it every once in a while, but dear God, woman, don't feel obligated.
Yeah. Real life takes
place. And honestly, I mean, that's... frankly, I don't make posts often enough to consider myself a serious blogger. I do it when I have, you know... some little insight that I haven't seen elsewhere, or some amusing situation that I haven't seen elsewhere. And I don't consider myself a huge resource for WoW wisdom or anything like that. But it's, you know, it's fun to toss a thought out there every once in a while and see what other people think of it. And WoW being the primary pastime right now, it's always good to do that with people who understand what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, you can get interesting.
I mean, I'd love to go into work and be like, yeah, boss, I was raiding last night, and man, this idiot couldn't hold the aggro on the boss, and blah, and I'd get tossed out. He'd have no idea.
Oh. I've tried explaining WoW to my regular doctor, like my family doctor, and he just kind of, like, I love the man, he's awesome. He's just kind of like, what?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I work in a clinic, and, yeah, they don't play well. So,
we have a nurse.
So I don't really try and explain it, because all I'm going to get... I mean, these people don't even, like, turn on their computers, so, like, I'll get the blank face. I know they don't... No, it wouldn't work.
I've tried... I have a, usually on, you know, Friday is a good casual day. I usually... on Fridays, especially in the summertime, I have my geek shirts. And these are my Geek Finder shirts that I like to wear. And I found one for WoW. It was like it was some cheapo one that I bought from like Hot Topic. And it just had a night elf on it that said slash dance. And I found a geek. He was like, I like your shirt. And I'm like, I know you do.
It's like the secret handshake.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh yeah.
Then I found out he was bored and it just didn't work.
No. it ruined it for you.
Could never be.
Yeah. But you know, it it's awesome though when you go out and like in some WoW related like t-shirt or something like that like sort of like secretly says what you are into, and then people actually respond to it. It's like,
oh
hey.
My god. Like one of my I've been working at my job for the past like 7 years, and as a librarian aide. And 2 weeks ago, I found out that the new guy plays WoW, but he's a casual player. Like I'm talking ridiculously casual. I'm talking this guy hasn't even dinged 60 because he's still working off of the original game simply because he doesn't feel like going to the expansion yet. We literally sat there and just talked about the whole thing for an hour. Because I was like, I have somebody that I could just unload to while I'm here at work packing away all these books. And it was so funny. Yeah, of course, he's an undead rogue. On a PvP server. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
I wonder he's not 60
he's
yet.
Like, well, he's doing that.
That's probably
he's
why.
Doing that whole like I'm trying to get my awesome PvP gear. I'm like, yeah, there's awesome PvP gear at 80, but whatever. You know, to each their own. They like to do what they do. But still, at least I can like you know not get looked at weird when I say like raid or mob or MC or something like that. I never really said MC in seriousness because I never got to raid MC. But you get what I mean.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I love it when I find somebody who's into the WoW stuff that we can get into. So, it's very cool.
Okay, well, we've come to a special question from your friend and ours, Ratters.
I love rats.
It's a very, very deep question. This is as you know, only Ratters can be. Only Ratters can be this deep. So he wants to know, how many Slurpees can Kay pound down before she becomes so squeaky only dogs can hear her? That's his question.
I don't drink Slurpees.
Let me tell you something before you answer this question. Both Ratters and BRK, when they were on here, said that, well, BRK said that the one thing that he enjoyed about raiding was hearing you squeak when you kill the boss. And Ratters said something similar, that that hearing you squeaking while he's raiding is one of the coolest things ever. So I would say demonstrate, but I'm not sure if our eardrums can handle
it's really
it, because
kind
according
of
to them.
But
yeah, okay. According to them, it's
usually
super,
it's
like super loud.
It's usually a bad thing, because it's gotten to the point where my guildies have if they know that success is imminent, people have tossed off their headphones.
3% on the boss, you take off your headphones.
Yes.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not either. I've actually heard people's mics come across the room.
Yeah, they could just lower your channel.
Well, no, because then you can't hear her most of the time.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice spike you know.
If all the players start asking you to speak much louder, you know what they're doing. Can you talk louder, please?
I've said in awesome. Guild chat before that I'm not sure on questions like this, because I've defensively learned to emit a sonic wave that's exactly the opposite of her squeaks to preserve my hearing.
There you go. You could get noise canceling headphones or something.
Oh my!
No,
the noise canceling headphones don't help when the noise is channeled into your headphones by the damn wire.
That doesn't work. Well, so you could mute her sound.
Oh,
about that. You can hear her.
Oh, that's.
Yeah, see, I've got it coming from two directions. I get it from behind me, and then you know.
Echo.
With a nice staggered, you know, maybe 500 millisecond delay from the lag, I get it coming through my headphones too, so.
It's reverse surround sound.
Wait, but okay, can you do like a, wait, I want a mini squeak. Can we get a mini squeak?
But it's more like, especially when we like get a boss or whatnot, other than the fact that it's like, oh my god, yay! We got a boss!
But like infinitely louder.
And depending on the boss... Oh, okay. You should have heard me when we killed an Aetheron. Oh. That was earth-shattering.
Well, see, those are the great ones, because it starts off with this squeal of joy and very quickly degenerates into the shouting obscene insults at the dead guy on the ground that would make a sailor blush. It's like... Squee! Oh yeah, he's dead. You got her. Perp, 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 perp.
You mother bleeping, freaking bleeping, mother fucking bleeping. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All the freaking wipes bleeping. Yeah. Oh, well, it's sad to say, but I think that on that note, on that lovely note, maybe we can get Kay.
Did Jason actually squeak high enough for me to actually go down?
Maybe she can, she'll send us some squeakiness so we can put it in. The squeaky priesty, so we can put it into the stuff, so. So anyway, what I wanted to say was, to thank you both for coming on and for being so great. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been a lot of fun. I'm actually glad to finally meet you. I've been reading your blog for a while. And I always thought it was funny.
No, I've been reading your blog.
Gun-loving Dorfic chick. I was like, oh, that's such a cool thing. And I loved your Pulp Fiction thingy, the picture. That was so awesome.
Yeah, I love that picture too. I told my friend who made it for me that he needs to give me a tan now that Bree has a tan. So he has to update.
Nice. Oh, that's right. You did the operation. I've had so many guildies lately who've had sex change operations. It's ridiculous. They've gone from men to women. No, I'm like, okay, guys, we get it. Totally get it.
Yeah, no, it was 15 bucks for a tan, but it was definitely worth it. So I'm happy to see. I can see her face now.
All I had to say was when I found out about that, when I found out about the sex change and the upgrades, the plastic surgery that you can now get in WoW, I looked at it and I said, you know what, Blizzard? Not good enough. You still haven't given me my race change! I will keep you some more.
Oh, well.
This is Lynn from Alun's Guidance, and here we bring you the hot topics from the internetter. Ooh, steamy.
I hear footsteps. Be on your guard.
Topics. So, our hot topics for this week.
Yes.
Stop. Poor
Quaidlin.
In
the name of Death Knights.
Death Knights, yeah. So, stop from the stoppable force. You know, just took it upon himself and sent out the PSA, which is a public service announcement, to everyone out there, telling you what to do if your neighborhood Death Knight raises you from the dead.
Either on purpose or by accident.
Yeah. I found that very amusing.
Yes. It is pretty funny.
But you know what? It's needed. Yeah. Actually.
What do I do?
Yeah, honestly, we run with Death Knights, but honestly, my Death Knights in the guild don't really raise us from the dead yet. Like, yeah. I don't even know they realized it. Well, I'm sure they know, but, you know, they haven't done it to us. So nobody in my guild knows what to do if they come back as a ghoul.
Yeah.
So he has a really good post describing what all the abilities are that you have and how to use them, yeah, if you're raised from the dead as a ghoul.
Yeah, I think the current way it works is that they have one button to raise, like, just NPC ghouls and real player ghouls.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem. Like, so they could accidentally click on you and do it, where they may not be planning on doing so. Mm-hmm. In which case, then you'll, you know, oh, whoa, hey, what's going on? And then I think with the patch, they're splitting that. I think that's what he said, but I'm not sure. Okay. I could be completely and utterly wrong. It happens all the time. just listen to the other podcast. Sometimes I'm right, and most of the time I'm wrong. but yeah. So yeah, it's very funny. But yeah, definitely needed because I don't even know what to do. But I'm sure you can figure it out. The biggest thing is not to panic.
Or to, like, say, oh my, what's going on? Yeah. And then and just run into whatever thing killed you from before, you know, AoE, slime, whatever it is.
Yes.
And die again.
Yes. Channel your inner ghoul. You can do it.
You can do it. So, and then the next one is actually Stumpalina from Roar Bitch Roar sent us an email saying that she was going to ask us this question, but then while she started writing it, it turned into like a blog post. So she actually decided to write the blog post and post it on her blog. And her question was, do bloggers make better players?
Bloggers and blog readers.
Yeah, blog readers, yes. So bloggers and blog readers, do they make better players? So what's your take on that, Finn?
I don't know. I think that it really depends. I think there are people who never read a blog and don't write a blog that can play very well, better than anyone. They just know how to play. They're good at it. They put their time in, you know, and they just figure it out themselves, which you can do, because obviously we all have figured it out one way or the other. You know, the better bloggers, the people on Elitist Jerks, they all figure it out, you know? So, could somebody who doesn't read blogs whatever figure it out? Sure. And it happens constantly. With the number 11.5 million players playing, it's bound to happen a few times. It's like life in the universe. So, but in terms of, you know, the speed at which you might get better, I could see that it helping quite a bit. As a blogger, have I written anything that makes me better, you know, that I think would make me a better player, or done any work to, for a post that would make me a better player? I don't think so. I think I've done research for myself and used as a blog reader, read, you know, Big Red Kitty and other sites to get information. I read, Gray Matter for my Boomkin, et cetera. So reading definitely has helped me. And could I do well without it? Yeah, but I think I'm doing much better with it. But there are still, I would say, people who read blogs that are poor players, even though they read blogs, even though they listen to what people have to say and try it. They're just not very good at playing. You know, they just, maybe they don't have the reaction skills. Maybe they're just not getting it. I don't know. But I don't think reading a blog or having a blog makes you a better player. I think you're a good player or you're not a good player because you pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
Well, for me personally, it has made me a better player because it's made me aware of different things. But it's been more as a reader than it has been as a blogger. As a blogger, what for my site, it's been more for an entertainment value, where someplace where I can share my experiences in game, but not necessarily to provide any major detail or information to the community at large. But I do know that several bloggers do use their sites to enhance their own knowledge of their own classes by providing information to others. Definitely. And so I think that personally, I think that generally if people, you're right, there's people that inherently are better players than others. But I think if you have somebody who is an average player who starts reading information outside of their sphere, you know, of just the game itself and start looking for things outside and finds different blogs and different information, it can make you more aware and it can make you a better player overall if you take that information and you actually use it. I mean, you can download an encyclopedia into somebody's brain if you want to, but if they decide to ignore everything that you ever told them and they just keep doing what they want to do, I mean, there's nothing more you can do about that. It's people who take information and use it for their own characters or for their own abilities or whatever, and enhance that. And if they do that, then it makes them better.
Yep. I think to me, the people that read blogs or whatever are the same type of people who probably would have gotten help from somebody if they could or whatever in the game, if they couldn't, you know, if there were no blogs, if no one had the blog that said, this is how, you know, is a better way to do things, or this is my suggestion, or, you know, here's a good idea or whatever. I think there still would be people who are trying to find help from people within the game and such. I think you'd see more stuff on forums probably. You know, there'd be more use of the forums for that type of thing. So it'll come out no matter what, but I agree with you that if you're an average gamer, and you know, you want to improve yourself, going to blogs will definitely help.
For me, bloggers and blogging, like blogs themselves in general, have been a lot more accessible to me.
Oh, yeah.
Than to forums. Forums tend to scare me because they're like blogged down with all these posts and you don't know where to go and stuff like that.
Definitely.
So for blogs themselves, where they tend to be very specific for things, I mean, that's how I found Big Red Kitty. That's how I found, you know, Egotistical Priest, Priestly Endeavors and stuff like that. It really helped refine it for me when I was doing research for myself and introduced me and made it very accessible for me, and made me comfortable enough to want to improve. And I mean, I know what you're saying about in game, but sometimes it's hard to find who is the right person to talk to. You know, how do you create a mentor type of a relationship in game with people? You don't always, like, I didn't know any hunters.
Yeah.
When I was leveling my hunter, I technically don't have any real priests right now in my guild, and I am thankful, so thankful for the blogging community, because I have so many different people that I can talk to about it outside of my server.
Yeah.
You know, that I can't do that now. Yeah. If I didn't know it, I would be totally lost with my priest.
Yeah. Well, I know definitely that I'm a much better hunter than I was pre 60. then I played pretty much solo. Yeah, the first game that I didn't look at. There were, I don't even know what blogs existed, if there were any or anything like that. You know, I didn't read any of that stuff. I didn't even really know news about WoW or whatever. I wasn't really as into it necessarily as I am now. But I, you know, I played the game. I did as best I could. I knew about pets at the right time. Right. You know, it wasn't one of those, ooh, what? What's a pet? Oh my goodness. I specced based on what I felt was good. You know, I just kind of went through and went, oh yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's pretty cool. Never really respect. There was not, you know, when you'd only respect usually when you're get to the highest level. Never got to 60 until Burning Crusade came out. So, you know, I think though that that was probably some of the reason why I left. Was there wasn't much, you know, to me, it wasn't a community. It wasn't really even my guild. There wasn't, I didn't know a lot of people in it, except for the guild master and one other person. So to me, I didn't have that, that community feeling. And, when I came back, you know, the guild I was in was much better in terms of, you know, people and being friendly and everything. And that got me into, you know, what I was doing and how to do better because I was doing more instances. And therefore that led me to looking online because I do everything online. And, led me to the blogging community. So
and, I think and led you to us.
Yes, yes. And I think, and you know, I'm saying, I didn't say that I don't think they help. I do think they help. I'm just saying that a really good player will spend, and I'm not, will spend the time figure out the, they can figure all this stuff out themselves. They can respec 800 times and figure it out, whatever.
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, it definitely does help. I think that more people should read blogs. I think there are a lot that don't and should probably do it and should research their classes. And I think it definitely does help.
Yes. Agreed. So wholeheartedly.
Yes. Okay. Moving on.
So the next
we have again.
Yeah, moving on.
Part-time. Druid is back.
Yes. he's writing those great posts again. Woo-hoo. And this is actually something that that came up just today in my guild. I was like, I don't know. So PTD, I'm having issues with my tongue today, which is for part-time druid, wrote a really great post about the philosophy of DKP systems and sort of going into which ones would be best, not necessarily best overall for you, but giving an idea of what each one's supposed to do and why they decided, his guild decided, I think it was Luke Council? Was it Luke Council that they decided on?
I don't know. I know they were, I think you saw, they said something about EPGP.
EPGP.
EPGP. And possibly using that, or somebody's using that. I don't remember.
Yeah. So he went over the different loot systems and gave explanations of why they would work and what's the point of them and which one would be ideal and everything. So it's a really, really good article, and it's sort of interesting because I was thinking about this article when my guild and we were talking about it briefly today about the idea of maybe having a DKP system. Like I said, our guild is very casual, so we don't have one. What we do is we have a master looter, and we sort of we know what everybody has, and when people we try to make it as fair as possible. People have free rolls for gear appropriate items, you know, that class appropriate items, you know, like, so, I think we're sticking with that now, but there was this idea of whether or not we want to start looking at a DKP system, and it scares me.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're pretty dedicated to not having one for 10 mans. We just don't. I mean, we already had an issue, where someone basically said, no, I'm going to pass on that. Even though it wasn't an upgrade for the other person that could use it, but it was a big upgrade for them, because there's a sword that drops that I may want, and I don't want to roll for this and then not be able to roll for the sword, so I'm not going to roll for it. And that kind of, you know, people get upset about that because, like, well, you know, so we're going to get rid of some item that, you know, you could use because there might be something maybe that drops later today that you could use, because we do like one epic per night, but but you know, there's ways around that. I mean, it was a tank, and the other tank said he wasn't going to roll on the sword anyway. So, but he ended up getting the belt anyway. But I mean, we were suggesting, hey, maybe just if you don't want something because you're going to roll on something else later, possibly, then we shard it and be done with it. And if you don't, you didn't get it, you didn't get it. I mean, unfortunately, we want everybody to gear up. So you don't want to throw something away that they could use. But,
right.
But, you know, that's kind of the problem with not having some kind of system, in place necessarily where, you know, it kind of doesn't take in that account those things where somebody says, well, I don't really want, you know, it's hoarding and such. But, you know, I'm not sure much will take care of that. It's more just a communication thing and just saying, hey, you know, here's the policy if you do that and having one.
Yeah. It's you want to be fair to everybody and it's a little yep. bit, it can be, I mean, because we always had a master looter in my guild. In our guild, we used the shame method. You know, we're pretty fair, but if we start seeing somebody, you know,
getting
start
everything.
Asking, no, not that, but we start seeing people like being all greedy, we're like, listen, you know, maybe you shouldn't roll on that right now. You already have 2 epics from tonight, yeah. You know, and, or do you really need that? I mean, seriously. And then they shame themselves away from rolling.
Yeah. Well, we usually discuss, like, basically, while we see the loot, we're like, oh, you know, somebody will go, oh, is that an upgrade for you? Blah, 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 or whatever. You know, and right. I'll look at, like, you know, there'll be some leather stuff that drops, and there's only, like, a shaman and me in the run. And I'll look at it, and I'll be like, ah, it doesn't have any intellect, and the shaman is an enhancement shaman, so he doesn't need the intellect. And so he's like, you know, so we, like, go back and forth. He's like, well, it's a pretty decent upgrade for me. I'm like, well, I don't even think I'd use it, so go ahead. Yeah. So we talk about it, then we roll.
But
the problem we foresee in 25s is that you have so many people, and just trying to deal with the loot and everything and make sure it's fair. It's a lot harder because there'll be more people per class.
Right.
You know, so, you know, there's possibly three hunters and 4 mages, you know, so then you have to go, well, okay, this one mage thing dropped. Now we got 4 people all wanting it. Well, this person's much better gear than that person or whatever. Or this person comes every time and this person never comes and they roll on it, even though, you know, cause we don't discriminate right now on tens. If you have never come before and you come, you get to roll just as much as anyone else. So, you know, other people may get upset. Hey, I'm out here all the time and I've been waiting for this belt to drop and it finally dropped. And then this guy who's never come in here before rolled a 98 and I rolled a 95. And so I lose it and I've been here every time, blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, that's the problem. I'm not saying it happens everywhere, but that's the thought, right? That's the process. Yeah. That's what someone's going to say. You think, because everybody's human. They're all here to play and have fun and they want loot too.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. Like, our thing was also when we were talking about it, whether or not, right now, we don't have any plans to move into 25.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
We may, as we start getting people leveled and people decide that they want to raid consistently. But right now, what we have is maybe a core group of like 10 to 15 people who are really interested in raiding. So that's a great number for 10 mans, consistent 10 mans, but not for 25s. I'm not pugging people. Yep. There's no need for it. We can see the content. It's 10. But, when we did 25 groups, we still had a master looter and open system. So I don't know if we did 25s, that may change if we decide to look at review that and see whether we want to do. As of right now, the way that we did it, the before in BC, the way we're doing it now is the same system that it's the shame system, you know, you go in and we can sort of tell, like, we ask everybody and we try and be fair about it. And everybody so far, they've been pretty decent. We have a decent group. They've been very decent about making sure whether or not it's really an upgrade, whether or not it's something that they really need. And we haven't had any real major loot drama, at all, actually, for months. So, hopefully that streak continues and everything will be fine.
Yeah, I mean, we only went to 25s in BC, like, near the end, like, after the patch came out and everything. So no one was really pushing for the loot anyway, because we're all like, the next patch, you know, release is coming out soon, and this is all be worthless anyway. So,
right.
You know, we were kind of like, oh, whatever, hey, cool, you got that cool thing, yay, you know? And so I think, though, that if we had been in 25s closer to the beginning of Burning Crusade, it would have been a lot different. And I definitely know that for 40s, my guild used a DKP system because it's just too many people to try to discuss at one time, you know. You know, and know everybody's gear, et cetera. When we go to 25s, our thought is, to try out the, EPGP system. So we'll, report back.
You report back and let us know.
Yes.
How it goes.
See how it goes.
Yeah. So for the last topic for this week is actually, this is funny because my guildie, he sent me an email saying, listen, has to be one of the funniest pug stories I have ever read. And I read it and it was so painful. It felt so bad. It has to be one of the funniest and most painful pug stories ever. And it's from Fiero, from Paladin Schmaladin. And she talks about that she went into a UK run, right, with a 77 paladin, an 80 paladin healer, a 75 shaman, and she was on her 70 mage, right?
Yeah.
This is a normal UK run, okay?
Yeah.
And disaster ensues. So I'm not going to go into too much because I want you guys to read the post because it was really funny and painful at the same time. But it's one of those things that remind you why you don't pug. I'm not saying pugging is horrible and bad.
But it can be.
But it can be. And this is one of the reasons why. It, it was pretty, pretty sad, pretty bad. And we'll put that link in the show notes so you guys can get a laugh about the story.
Yes, definitely. So I think that's all of our topics.
Yep.
For the week. Next up, we have Radder's back with the third installment of the Orc News of the Week.
Yay!
Woohoo! Enjoy.
This is Ratshag of Need More Rage, bringing you the Orc News of the Week on the Twisted Nether Bloodcast. Today, we're going to talk about planning for the future. No, not you bugger's future. The future of them Wolvars in Dragonblight. You see, every day, the Kulak Tuskars want you to go bring back 12 Wolvar pups. Now, this is a tricky thing to do, not because it's a particularly tough fight to go kill the pups' mothers in front of the pups' eyes, but because them pups is real squishy. No AoE attacks, no whirlwinds, no nothing like that, or you just get dead pups and no quest. So, go do that, but be careful. Now, there's a couple of things what bothers me about this quest. First of all, even though everybody's bringing back 12 pups every day, you don't see no pups running around in that Tuskar village, do yas? And two, them Tuskars is looking mighty well fed. So, I think there's a question we should all be asking the Kulak faction, particularly the Quartermaster. Where's our recipe for Wolvar pups, eh? Why can't we eat the little blugger flippers? It would be good eating. It would be delicious. And it would let us get our cooking skill up without being entirely dependent on the damn Kirin Tor. So, go do the quest. Go bring in those pups real careful-like. And then ask the Quartermaster, so, when do we get the recipe? And now, here's Galer Truby, bringing you some insights in his profound way on those daily quests you can do for the Sons of Hodor and what the real meaning of some of those quest names are. Thank you, Galer Truby, for those profound insights. And now we return you to Finless and Bree and the rest of the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
Hi, this is Failia from Resto for Life, and... Alright, alright. This is Mairdred from Treebound Cat, and I see some night elves dancing on mailboxes, so it must be mail time.
I make a promise to you now, brothers and sisters. The Lich King will be defeated.
So, we got mail.
Lots of mail. You guys love
it. Yeah. It's wonderful. We actually have a... We have a plethora of mail.
Almost too much.
Oh, my.
Never too much.
Oh, my, oh, my. So Fim, do you want to read the first one?
Sure. This one is from Newbie-Wan, our friend Newbie-Wan, from the incredible Newbie-Wan. And he says, hey, Bree and Fim, gurus of blogging in the Twisted Nether, if you say so. I've been seeing a lot of bloggers with the character achievements on their sidebars and would like to know more about this. I usually leave the technical side, behind-the-scenes stuff to Softy to handle, but wouldn't mind a quick summary of how to go about installing this particular plugin and how to set it up. Glad you are adding a section to help us with lowly noobs learn more about the blogs we write. Keep up the good work, guys. Newbie-Wan.
Aww. Yeah, Softy is from a little while from me.
Yes, that's
his wife.
Yes.
So the plugin that Newbie-Wan is talking about that he wants to know is a plugin created by Zentar from One Rogue's Journey and is a WoW achievement plugin for WordPress. So self-hosted WordPress, because you have to have the ability to add add-ons to your blog.
This is...
You add this plugin into your folder for your WP contents, and then it's plugins. That's a subfolder. You put that in there, and then you're gonna go into your panel where it goes to the setup for that plugin, and then you're gonna write your name of the character that you want to show the achievements for and what server they're on, and then the plugin will grab those achievements from the armory and will post them on your sidebar when you add the plugin to your sidebar through the widgets section.
And you have to activate it too.
Yeah, you have to activate it. You have to put it in the on your sidebar through the widget menu, and then you have to tell it what character you want it to link up to.
Yep.
So after you do that, then it shows up on your sidebar when on your website.
Yep.
It's very cool.
In WordPress 2.7, you can actually use the ability to directly link to the to find the add-ons directly on the site and then install them too if it's there. I'm not sure if it's on the WordPress extensions place thing. But if it is there, you can always search for it there and install it or upload it directly to there, and it will unpack it through that interface if you have 2.7.
We'll have a link to One Rogue's Journey site to where the actual plugin is. Like, you can download it from his site as well, and then you can install it manually or however you want to install it into your site. But you have to have it's a self-hosted WordPress site because
WordPress.
You have to have WordPress. It's for WordPress right now. We don't know about Blogspot or anything like that. It works for WordPress.
Yep. Cool. Okay, so how about question number two?
Question number two is coming from Tiberius over at talesfromtiberius.blogspot.com, and he writes, "Hi, folks. I started listening when you last had BRK on because he listed your podcast on his blog site, which I read regularly. I play two hunters and love them so much that I play one in each faction. I really like your show, as both of you seem to enjoy the game and are fun to be around. Could you please list your main tunes, alts, and talk about what brought you together in-game and for podcasting? Thanks."
Yeah, just so you know, we got this email in very odd way, and I don't know if it was on purpose or by accident. I think it was on purpose, but we got this in six emails. This little
paragraph
in six different emails. And the reason why I think that he meant to do six different emails is right after the thanks, it says, "Wow, you at least got six emails this time, /hugs. So I have a feeling he went, "Oh, you're not getting a lot of emails? Well, here's six of them."
Yes. So
he condensed them all up.
I guess.
So list your tunes. Go ahead.
Well, my main tunes is Persephone, my 80 priest, and my hunter Brianna, which is 73. And those are my main tunes. My alts, I have a plethora of alts, but the only other alts that I will talk about are my paladin that I'm starting to level, Rizana, which is 40, and my death knight, which is 59.
Yes.
Which is Zombri.
Yes. Zombri, the best name ever.
Yes. Yes.
One of the other ways you can find out about Bree and her alts is to go to her website at gunlovingdwarfchick.com.
Yeah. gunlovingdwarfchick.com. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you go to her site, she has a lot of information about her alts and her mains and whatever on there, too, yeah. I believe, because she is good about that. So, yeah. my main tune, I guess now is Fimless. Surprise, surprise. And that's my level 80 hunter. You've heard me talk about my level 77 now druid, Fira. She's a boomkin druid. And my level 74 priest, Fun, with two U's, and an H.
And an H. It's freaking bizarre.
Fhuun. Yes, Fun.
Yeah.
Or Foon. So, he is right now Shadow, but generally he is Holy Disc Buff Bot. I don't know what that'll change later. And also, what else? I've got Freeze, who's a level 70 rogue. And I've got a level 65 mage named Fizz. And I have a bunch of 60s and 61s. The lowest alt that is actually something I might actually play is my Death Knight, which is 58, and she is named Fear Me, F-E-A-R-M-I. But I haven't played her in a while. All of my tunes have full rested XP. I have a lot of tunes. What brought us both together? We really didn't get together in game.
No.
I have a tune over on Bree's site on her realm, as my son likes to call it, realm. Still. But we actually got together on the blog Azeroth chat room, mm-hmm. which is for other bloggers. We all get together all day and waste time. Chat. And so we were just talking, and we actually did a little experiment before this podcast started with three other people, the two of us and three other people, bloggers. We tried to do like a five-man like little guild we created on an RP server, and we were going to do a whole like blog about it and everything. The timing didn't work out for that, and we all had our own little like we wanted to raid thing. So... that didn't work out. But then, I don't know. I was thinking about possibly doing a podcast and thought it would be kind of cool. And so I talked to Bree because she's cool. And I thought she would be really good at it. And the rest is history, I guess. I don't know. What's your side of the story?
My side is similar
Same
to
thing.
Your side. No, I mean, I remember that there was going to be a podcast about WoW blogs, and it sort of never happened.
Oh, yeah, that was it. I remember.
And then I was, like, talking to Fim. I was like, oh, it's too bad. And Fim's like, well, you should do it. And I'm like, oh, I can't do it by myself. You know, this and that. And he was like, well, we could do it. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Who's going to want to listen to me, you know, or to us, you know? And he's like, come on. And I'm like, well, you know, and... Fim's a great guy, so we decided to give it a try. And what the hell, you know, if we crash and burn,
yeah,
at
whatever.
Least it's only, you know, one, two episodes. Who knew that we would still be around 30 more episodes? Yeah. So that's how Twisted Nether came to be. And we've had a fantastic time. It's been a total blast, and I wouldn't trade anything.
Yeah, that's been great.
Yeah, it's been great. I'm really looking forward to 2009.
Woo-hoo.
Doing this. Is awesome.
Yes. Sometime we'll have our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
May. Special.
In May. Yes. Can you believe it?
It's crazy. Crazy. Crazy yeah. talk.
Crazy
Can't
talk.
Can't be. It has to be like September, right? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So thanks for asking. Thanks for emailing us the six emails. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Tiberius. We appreciate it. And I have to tell you, Tiberius, I love your second hunter's name. His second hunter's name is Bacchus, which is my favorite Greek god ever. So, awesome. I'm really happy to see Bacchus is still around.
Of course.
Drinking his way through wherever.
So, okay, question number three. So, howdy, I'm Davlin from Epic Dwarven Blogger. Last week, the podcast from the 5th of January, you guys were sad that you had no email, so I thought that I would drop a line.
Guilt to these people.
Woohoo. It works. My wind serpent, Jaffa, and I lift them to you whenever we're storming the beaches of Azeroth and enjoy your show. In proper fashion, I've linked to you guys on my blog and encourage my guildies to constantly listen in. Love the wiki too. Davlin on the Hydraxis realm, Dwarf Hunter, Guildmaster of Heroes of the Alliance. So thank you very much. That's awesome. Thank you
for
listening.
Dwarf Hunter. Dwarf Hunter.
And yay for your Wind Serpent listening also. Just make sure he doesn't electrocute your listening device. And thank you for linking. Awesome. Awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And, I think I want to talk about it here. Another way that bloggers can get involved in Twisted Nether, if you're interested, is if you listen, we have all these little like audio clips we play between the segments from you guys, from bloggers. If you want to do that, you want to be on the show. You can be one of those people that submits those audio clips. We take them from anyone. Just go in the website where there is a link on the right side that says how I can contribute, I believe is what it's called. Something like that. And in there, I have put some information about how you can contribute audio clips. And go there, take a look. I put all the list of here are the different types that we generally look for. They can be funny, they can be not funny, doesn't matter. Just remember to include your name, your pseudonym, or whatever you want to remember everybody's listening, and your blog, so we can, you know, pimp the blog and say what you want to say. And hopefully
pimp
we'll include
this
you.
Blog.
Yes, pimp your blog, please. I mean, that's the biggest thing about this podcast is for you guys, for the bloggers out there and for the readers of the blogs to get to meet their heroes. So not us. I'm not talking about us, the bloggers. We are not heroes. We're just hunters. Hunters aren't heroic. That's the Death Knights, right? So anyway, so thanks for the great email. We appreciate it. We like those little emails. Don't send them just because Bree said we're guilting you into it.
It's all my fault, isn't it?
Yes. So yeah, why don't you read this last one? This is a pretty awesome one too. We just got this today,
one,
I think.
This one, yeah, this is actually a comment to the last show for Ego's. The Ego has landed.
Yes.
Which I love that. It's fair. That has to be one of your best puns. Because that was really good. So this is a comment from The Awakening, from A Mage's Guide to Life. And he or she wrote, just dropping by to comment for the first time, most certainly not last. Time to say that I love the podcast. And I am actually going to find a decent RSS program so I can keep up to date not only with you guys, but all my favorite blogs. I would also like to ask, is doing this a whole costing money? If so, is there a way that perhaps we as the readers could perhaps donate to the site, not as a way to earn revenue, but the sole purpose of funding it outside of other alternatives? I really enjoy the show and wouldn't want it to come to having ads in it or in order for it to be supported. Thanks for reading and the show itself. So we thank you. The Awakening.
Yes.
Yes.
RSS program's a good way to keep up with your blogs.
Yes.
Start from the beginning. Thank you for commenting, definitely. We all use RSS, otherwise there's no way we could keep up with all the blogs out there. RSS is awesome.
Yes.
And what else? Is it costing us money? A little bit. Not a lot right now. I don't know. And there was some setup costs. There's some costs for like hosting. You know, we have the site. right now it's not very expensive from my side. I don't know if Bree's not really spending much. We spent money for like headphones and stuff.
Yeah.
New microphone that I have. If you listen to the first show, I sound much different.
Yeah.
I sound all tinny. No. but, you know, I mean, if we haven't set up anything yet, for donating, we have kind of bandied around the idea of advertising, really don't want to. I didn't even like mark up the shirts much, in the shirt store we have. So you guys want to buy shirts, you know, be great. The biggest thing we ask people to do is kind of, word of mouth, you know, let other people know, get people to listen, bloggers blog about each of our episodes. You know, you don't have to. I'm not saying, you know, you got to do it. I'm just saying you want to help us out. Those are the things that we really can use. Increase our listenership. At this point, don't worry about, you know, the bandwidth. We got plenty right now. But you know, the more, the better. The more people listen to the show, the more people who comment on the website and iTunes and everywhere, to who send us email, who call in on the voicemail, the better we can make this show. You know, if we don't hear, you know, even you saying it's great, if you say you don't like it or what you don't like about it, it's good to hear that stuff just so we can make it better. Your contributions in the form of audio clips and everything else is great too. And that makes it your show. And that's kind of the point.
The point. Absolutely.
So if it starts costing us some money, we may add like a little donation button somewhere on the site. How's that? we'll try our hardest not to add ads. I want gold. Send me gold in game. No. That will help it all. No. Definitely, the how you can contribute on the website is a great starting point. And the word of mouth really, really helps us out.
Yep.
The Dark Lord is displeased with your interference.
And, amazingly enough.
That's it?
Yeah, the tiger's all rested, so I think I'm going to take him out for another spin okay. A little bit.
Well, ride out somewhere and tell them to send us some voicemail next week.
Okay, so you may have noticed it if you read the site, if you read TMB, you may have noticed that there was a post this week about TMB wanting your Twisted Moments 2008. So we want you to send us your most twisted moment of 2008. You know, it could be funny, it could be something traumatic, it could be whatever.
Yes,
but it. A moment that stuck with you that you found hilarious or you found noteworthy, and we want you to either record it via, I don't know, what is it, Audacity or whatever, an audio whatever. Clip or something Crash like that, band. And you can, yeah, and you can email it to us at info@twistednether.net, or you can call and leave us a voice message and make Finn very happy at 206-203-4546. Okay, so we want as many of these as possible because we want to try and put them all together and maybe make a show of them to have a really good time with that. So
yeah,
just send them in, inundate us with moments. You can send more than one.
Yes,
it doesn't have to just be one single moment from each of you.
Yeah,
just send as many as you
want. And you know what, if you cannot do audio, if you can't do audio but you still want to contribute, go ahead and send us an email. I prefer it be audio because I think that people will get much more of the reason why this is your twisted moment. If you say it yourself, you know, if you're saying, you know, oh, and then I ran and then this guy died and then I jumped this way and I did this, whatever. I don't know. You know, that is, you know, you hear your enthusiasm. If you send us an email, I'm going to read it and, or Bree is going to read it, and that's not going to be in there. we'll read it, but you're not going to have you in it. You know, it's not going to be you.
Yeah.
So that's why we've asked for the audio submissions. This is a podcast. You're going to hear it. You can't read it. So submit your stuff in audio is awesome. We want to hear you guys. Anybody's welcome to do it. You don't have to be a blogger. Definitely don't have to be a blogger.
Right.
Anyone, please. If you are a blogger, once again, go ahead and pimp your blog on it. Tell us who you are and put your blog, say your blog in there. If you're not, you can tell us who you are, what server. You could not tell us. You could say, hey, I'm an anonymous person. I don't want you to come stalk me. but this is my funny moment. You know, don't feel required to put your name in there, but if you want to, go ahead.
Yep. And send them all in, guys.
Yeah.
Bombard us.
Yes.
We like
yes.
it.
When
we can handle
we'd like to get them if we can, not for episode 31, but for episode 32. So like, you know, a couple weeks, but if you can get them in within a week or so from hearing this, that'd be awesome.
Yep.
So, and then, our normal spiel, let's see, conclude. Oh yeah. If you have a question, tip, blog, or post you think we should check out, let us know at info@twistednether.net. Don't send it to one or the other of us. Send it to info. Then otherwise I don't know that Bree didn't get it and it's all horrible. It all goes downhill from there. And we fight. It's horrible. No. Or please use our call-in hotline voicemail at 206-203-4546 and we'll play your question on the air and we'll get to hear you.
Yep, and our website is twistednether.net. You can check out our forums at Blog Azeroth. And you can also check out our wiki at wiki.twistednether.net. You can also send us an email if you find that your blog or one of your favorites is not there. And that email is wiki@twistednether.net with the subject TMB Wiki. Our Wikibrarian Kestrel, the also mighty Kestrel, will get to it when he has an opportunity. And there is also on the wiki, there is a form that we use to submit. So please make Kestrel's life easier by getting the form and just submitting it from the form, because it would make it easier for him to put it into the wiki.
They tend to go up much faster if you use the form.
Yes. Yes, please. Because if not, he has to go researching and it takes longer.
Yes.
And that's not going to, it's going to go in the back burner for a little
while. Yes. We want you all to be in there. And also, I mean, use it. It's an awesome resource. I always point my guildies there. Put a link on your blog. You know, we have once you do get linked, we have a little image you can put up on your blog. It says I'm listed. You know, post in your guild forums, say, hey, this is an awesome resource, because I really think it is, and more people should know about it, because you know, it's a big list of blogs.
Yep, big list of blogs and specs and classes, and I mean, it's a great way of it's a great directory of finding something.
Yep,
what you're looking for.
Definitely.
So. It's not because we run it or we have it. It's because it's available for people to use.
And yeah, there's no really ads on there or anything. So
yeah,
it's
nothing,
not like we make any money from it or anything. We just want you guys to have a resource. And once again, just like everything else, the more people that participate, contribute, use it, the better it'll get.
Yep, absolutely.
And
also, if you listen to us via iTunes, you can leave us a comment. We are up to 13.
Ooh, I forgot to go look. Oh, you told me there were new ones. Yeah. I gotta go look. Are they good? All good still?
Yeah.
We're still five
stars. Yeah.
Go comment on iTunes.
We appreciate everybody who has commented, and we would appreciate even more comments.
Yes, there's some kind of thing with iTunes with number of comments and stars and stuff. I don't know what it does. But if we could get somehow listed on some kind of thing in iTunes, that would be extra awesome.
Yes. And then that's it.
That's it. Do we have someone planned for next week, or are we just winging it?
We have we don't not yet at this moment, but we will.
We're winging it.
There's going to be a mystery guest next week.
Yes, I'm going to interview Bree. So Bree.
Oh, so Pam.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, jeez. I know nothing about you. Would you like to explain?
Tell me. Explain to me. No. We'll find somebody. Cool.
Yes, we will.
Either somebody new or somebody, you know, not new. Somebody will be on the show with us.
Yes.
We promise.
No worries.
Because otherwise you won't have the 2.5-hour podcast like you're having now.
Okay, so it's time to say goodbye, because I want to get back on this tiger.
Oh yes, you have to go ride around and just be careful. Watch out, the grizzly.
I need to go in Stormwind and just stay in front of the age so I can look all pimpy.
There
like,
you go. Yeah, don't ride around Grizzly Hills anymore. It's a pretty dangerous place.
No, 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 no Grizzly Hills. I want my lovely tiger, by Tony the Tiger Mount.
Tony the Tiger Mount. Yes, definitely. So you go. All right, guys. And so then, we'll see you all next week.
See you all next week. Have a great week, guys.
Hey, this is Andrea from Alcoholics R Us, and you have been listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
Hi, I'm Lanyon from Moonfire, and you're listening to I Just Already Did This promo. Oh, darn it. Hi, I'm Lanyon from Moonfire. Next up, I already did the next up bit, didn't I? Hi, I'm Lanyon from Moonfire. I was going to do next up again. I need to come up with what I'm going to say before I start talking. Hi, I'm Lanyon. Coming up, hot topics from the internetter. I didn't give my blog ID. Sad buddy.
I will see you weaklings in Ice Crown, if you live that long.